It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Africa. Welcome to the show. Au danse. This is Heather Maxwell on the Voice of America coming straight to you from Washington, D.C. It's music time in Africa, everybody. It's wonderful to be back with you all again today. Pati Sakala, have I got a show for you. Have you ever heard of Manuel Wanji? Well, this Cameroonian artist is hot, and he's our featured guest artist today. I also have Hassan Hakmum, Bibi Tanga, Neba Solo, and Samba Mapangala. Ringing any bells? Well, whether you know these cats or not, you're gonna love their music. Also, Angelique Kidjo and Henri Tikongo are in the mix today, plus an African winner of the 2014 Songlines Award. This is the best pan-African music around. Keep it locked and listen to Africa through its own music. Let's jump right in with Simtir musician Hassan Hakmoun, a Moroccan Afro-Yorker whose heart and soul is all Gnawa. Here's Balili Soul K Remix, or My Father in English. It's a cut from his 2014 album Unity. That's Hassan Hakmoun. He told me that he always gets a touching moment when he performs this song for two reasons. One, he remembers his father, who died in 1999. And two, he always asks, why me, to the Gnawa spirits that led him to his life's journey in music healing. This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa. Now here's a voice that I'm pretty sure most of you know. Shango! Queen of Afropop, Angélique Kidjo. This is Shango from her new 2014 album, Eve. Was Angélique Kidjo singing Shango.
Hi, this is Johnny Kleng, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
How is everybody feeling? Here's a brand new song from Bibi Tanga off his 2014 CD called Now. Born in Central African Republic and raised in France, Tanga dedicates this album to Bangui, and he calls for love and tolerance to triumph over hatred. Now.
oye que paso aso chimungo wango namba chala gagbani ye que banjo ni chala kina kota la mukubu kongondo aga si ala kiri wa shock pare ala zayo asai sarangeti zapate bayo nandoti sasa sana ala zayo asai sarangeti zapate bayo nandoti sasa sana amene tsala tikwe na bargiti do dola kwe azwaga tene ala yeda tisamba honda tinzapa Azoni soke zonga ala kesara yeta na wamape Muka ubara biribiri kwege azo tinyongo mbako Ala zayo, azai sara nyati mzapake payo Nandoti sesese, ala zayo Azai sara nyati mzapake payo Nandoti sesese Mumule geti mawe, zasi bimule geti binga. Mumule geti mawe, zasi bimule geti binga. Mumule geti mawe, zasi bimule geti binga. Amenya warana yati bila, fini kusara chala. Kwaniso, kipika ngongombe na lichase nazo. Zapa zasi, siri akiri na kodoroti Awandake, ey, kupatini ya ondoni Ala zayo, azai sarangeti, zapa kepayo Nandoti sesese, ala zayo Azai sarangeti, zapa kepayo Nandoti sesese Zati kipeti mo mama, mo zape nazwape papa Na yaye kwe, mo waranzoni na mo warashoni Swala limbi, titi kolango timbatilo Kinza pa okola, alimbi la kwe techimbi Ala zayo, azai sarangeti, zapake payo Nandoti sesese, ala zayo Azai sarangeti, zapake payo Nandoti sesese Mumule geti mawe, zasi bimule geti binga. Mumule geti mawe, zasi bimule geti binga. Mumule geti mawe, zasi bimule geti binga. Mumule geti mawe, zasi bimule geti binga.
That was Ala Zayo, one of Bibi Tanga's latest off his new album, Now. Let's turn now to the sound of southern Mali with Balafon maestro Neba Solo and his fabulous family of brothers. When this song popped back up on my playlist, I got a pang of nostalgia for Solo and for Mali. So I called him up to see what he was up to, and the whole band was at the airport on their way to Morocco. Lucky you, Morocco. Anyway, this is Fit Diriwane from the 2010 CD Neba Solo Kadi. In Bambara, Solo warns against associating with ungrateful or dishonest people of any kind. Birds of a feather flock together, y'all. That was Neba Solo from Kenedugu, Sikasso, Mali. And this is Music Time in Africa.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
VOA. Do you remember when I asked you if you'd ever heard of Manuel Wanji? Well, now's the time to get in the know. Here's part one of my interview with the marvelous Manuel. Hello, Manuel Wanji. How are you?
Fine. I'm in France right now.
You're in Besançon? Is that the name of the city you live in?
Yeah, I live in Besançon. It's a little town in the east of France.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to work in Paris every day, every week, because all my band is there. All the business is in Paris.
Yes.
You have a lot of great musicians in Paris.
Yes, of course, including you when you're there. So I'm really happy to have you on our show today. And, you know, for our audience who may not know you, maybe they do, this is Manuel Wanji, who's multi-talented dancer, percussionist, singer-songwriter, award winner from 2006 and probably more, but 2006 best living abroad artist, I believe, from Cameroon. And you've done so many things, Manuel. I can only ask you a limited amount today. So welcome to the show. And let me first ask you about your latest album, your 2013 album, Voyage and Friends.
Yeah, it's a project about music, but also my work with a lot of choreographers and dancers I work with for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I have a man very passionate with my work, with percussion and also the modern and not only traditional music. Mm-hmm. I love to mix modern music and traditional sounds. Mm-hmm. And he was very impressed by and decided to follow me all around the world. And during all this time, maybe 4 years, he take all the videos and photos, and you have the album, Voyage mm-hmm. and Friends, but you have also a film, a very good movie with a lot of stop motion inside, and very creative. So mm-hmm. it's a global project, yeah.
I see. So the album and the film are both a product of work over 4 years.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. the album is, it's a journey.
Yes.
It's all song is very different because it's all the time the result of a connection with a choreographer, music I compose for a choreographer, mm-hmm. or I meet a big boxer in New York, I compose a song with him. To Cameroon in the middle of a forest, I use pygmies techniques. Mm-hmm. You know, this album is very particular in my career. It's the greatest hits of many encounters, and I'm very happy to put to the public something
yes.
maybe more creative or different.
It sounds fabulous. And from that album, you have one song in particular that I love called T'es fatigué, which means are you tired? The video is just adorable. I absolutely love the video. But tell us, what's your inspiration behind this song and what it's about?
When I composed this song, I have a video clip in my mind because I work with a beautiful artist. It's a very nice choreographer, a beautiful dancer, and also a good comedian, mm-hmm. actor. The name is Merlin Niakam. And Merlin Niakam, for me, is an incredible man. Uh-huh. And he worked with me for maybe 10 years. So when I composed this song, you have not very intellectual lyrics. It's very simple. So it's a joke, and at the same time, it's a good opportunity to see the dance, and with a good rhythm, mm-hmm. I can see the beautiful dancer.
Okay.
Qu'est-ce que tu as? T'es fatigué. What happened with you? Are you tired? Yes, it's like something like that.
In the opening scene, you yank him out of bed, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I like this song and I like the video and the message because for me, I interpret that like a song that's saying to people, don't be lazy. Get up and do your thing. You know, make the most out of the day. Get up and have fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's very important in life to understand that. You mm-hmm. have to be yourself and take life right now. No, life is not tomorrow.
Yes.
Life is right now.
Bouger, bouger, faut te réveiller.
Well, so there you have it. A little conversation and music from the amazing Manuel Wanji. We'll hear more from Manuel shortly, so don't go away. Ne bougez pas de...
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. Artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
Yeah, yeah, it's Heather, and we're moving on. Kenya, Samba Mapangala, Maisha.
Aqui.
Sweet! That was Maisha by Samba Mapangala and Orchestra Virunga. Coming up next, we have more sukus from the DRC and a new Afrobeat sound by Shiji. Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
How about a little more sukus? Here's Kinstar with C'est ça la vie. Hey, tapez les mains. was Kin Star from the DRC with C'est ça la vie.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Now here's a fresh sound coming out of Lagos. This is Shiji with his new single, Lagos Lullaby.
Nah, this one don't tire me, them. I look and left, I look and right. We don't know which one we're going to go. Now, if we just enter for a hole, not even now. Which one?
But they can't tell where they don't chop Lagos reach this level. Lagos supposed to be under the ground.
Over bridge or under bridges and water.
Oh, my God, they hold on with the corner. God.
Even now, 419, you could remain. Now, 419, I don't know which I want. I don't apply for many jobs. Come today, come tomorrow. All my shoes, my slippers, you get one inside bottom. I don't know which one I want.
Down for tires screeching.
That groove, nice and easy. That's Lagos Lullaby by Shiji. Now, let's get back to Manuel Wanji, shall we? Here, he talks about his music video, Wambo's Ballad, his DVD, Manuel Wanji and Friends, and what it's like to be a man between two cultures, or a métis, as they say in French. You also have another delightful video, and this one is like a 1 minute and 13 seconds or something. It's not long.
La Ballade de Wambo.
Yes, La Ballade de Wambo.
Wambo's Ballad.
In Ballade.
It's just a little more in stop motion,
uh-huh.
And it's a part of the film, mm-hmm. All the thing.
Ah.
It's a little part of the movie.
I
want to fly with my drum. You know, and I imagine this sequences, you know, in the village in Cameroon.
Yeah.
Because I really want to have this kind of house. Look, I choose the village. I go very far from Yaoundé,
mm-hmm.
to find this place.
Really?
And all the movie, you take 2 days to record it. Because it's each photo, you know. So you have maybe 300 photos, you know. So it's a big job.
I see. Because the effect, it's a film that uses this effect, I guess, of putting photos together. Is that how it works? Because you're literally flying in the air on your drum.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big job
yeah.
to realize that. This technique is very simple, but also needs to be very precise. Yeah.
Yes. So you told me about your movie that's coming out and that you want to get translated into English. What is the title of that, by the way?
This movie is Manuel Wanji between three continents, Africa, Cameroon,
mm-hmm.
France, and some part in Europe. My studio in Besançon, because I have a big collection of percussion, and also in New York, because I work with a group is called Voices,
mm-hmm.
directed by Philip Hamilton. And this work was very important for me, especially in New York, because New York is very international. And for me, I'm between two cultures. And to meet singer from India with beatboxing, singer from Israel, it's a big mix.
Yes.
And I really love that. Some songs in my new album are inspired by this experience.
Yeah, this is very interesting, your background, too. It seems you were born in France, but then as a youngster, you went back to Cameroon.
Exactly.
And kind of grew up there. I mean, you went through your whole high school years, what we call high school in America, like from age, 9 to 20 or so, you were in Cameroon.
Yeah, and I'm very lucky because, you know, right now you can find a guy from Cameroon but born in France and don't know nothing about Africa, you know?
Yes.
Very black in skin, but don't know nothing about the culture of his parents.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's very different. I grew up in two cultures, and I feel very comfortable in Cameroon and also in France. I think it was a good opportunity for me to, after I start to compose,
mm-hmm.
to understand you have so beautiful thing everywhere in the world.
Mm.
But not only one culture more than another. No, you have everywhere some artists create something very special, and I try to work with kind of production.
So you try to bring out the beauty in every place that you understand.
Exactly. It's very important. Mm-hmm. Very important to understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, it comes across in your music. It really does. That's Manuel Wanji on the line, talking to me from France. And now from his new album, Be Yourself.
Be yourself. just open the door. You can go to the floor. We see the people washing away our differences. Oh, do you know, sure, that beautiful goddess? She will be the queen, the lady of the night. Let your body go with the flow, and love will grow. Let your body go with the flow, and love will grow. I say be yourself, be yourself.
Be yourself,
be yourself, lady.
Be yourself,
be yourself, man.
Be yourself.
Yourself, people. That's Manuel Wanji, a man comfortably square between two cultures, France and Cameroon.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. Great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate. For me, his family.
Speaking of Bamako, guess who won the 2014 Songlines Award for Best World Music Artist? Basiku Kouyaté, another fantabulous musician from Bamako. Here he is, right here.
Hi, dear. My name is Basiku Kouyaté, African musician from Mali. You listen to Music Time in Africa.
Congratulations, Basiku.
VOA.
Well, we are about at the end of the hour, guys. We're going to wrap it up with Manuel Wanji one more time as he shares his future projects and his past. C'est la vie. La vie. So what's up for the next month or two? You have any plans? I'm sure you do. Maybe you'll share them with me.
Of course, I have to compose some score for two choreographers in France.
Mm-hmm.
I plan also to go back to Cameroon in May with Merlan Yakam, the same dancer I talked about just a few minutes ago.
Yes.
And we plan to work with dancers from Cameroon and create a dance company there.
Oh.
Because we have a lot of experiences now, and it's very cool also to give with all these experiences to the young dancers. So we are going in May to work for 2 weeks.
So you have your studio in France, and now hopefully soon you'll have another a school dance studio type thing in Cameroon. So this is great.
I hope, yeah, I hope so.
That's awesome.
Because Africa is the future, you know.
You think?
You have a lot of creativity. The business is not all everywhere like now in US and Europe. Money is above all. It's not good for creation.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. So, a quick question. C'est la vie, la vie, la vie, oh, la vie.
You know this song?
I love this song. I play it on my show.
I produced two albums for Henri Dikongé. It was my first big success in US.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's a beautiful song. So you composed that song and you arranged it?
Yeah, I put it all. I recorded
everything.
For Randy Conge, I work a lot for this guy. Yeah. So I put my money, my,
really?
My studio. We worked for a long time. And after when you have this deal with an American company, it was very lucky because it was a big success at that time.
Doesn't it feel great when your hard work and your instinct about something actually pays off? You know what I mean? Pays off? Maybe not. That's an American expression. We're always talking about money, you know. It pays off. That means it was a success. You know, when you have a project in mind and you really put your heart and soul into it, and then people love it, and it's a success. It's very satisfying.
Yeah, it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because this album is very strange, but C'est la vie was more a success in U.S. than in France, you know?
Oh,
and we were
funny.
Here, and it was very disappointed by French attitude, but like music is like this. Sometimes you don't know where it could be appreciated, and... With Henri de Conge and my music in generally, I don't work with a style, you know. Mm-hmm. It's more what I feel. I mix what I feel. And Henri de Conge was the same way of thinking.
So it
was very nice to work with him to have this kind of direction. Yeah.
Well, I guess we're about out of time, but I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me and letting our African listeners learn more about you. And I'm sure they're going to recognize C'est la vie when I play that. So I'm going to play this for everybody and they're going to say, oh my gosh, now we know who wrote that song. But that's in the past, and what you're doing now sounds terrific. So I really look forward to hearing more from you, and good luck in Cameroon with your new dance project. That's going to be terrific.
And I hope to come to visit you in U.S.
You
so
must.
I didn't present this project in U.S. right now because I finished France. I go to Cameroon to present this project last month.
Mm-hmm. So
next step is U.S.
Awesome. Yeah. And it better be... Yeah. The Voice of America, Washington, D.C. We need you to come in the studio.
No problem.
Une essence, un cri, une douleur, un bruit, un cœur très doux, ami, un cœur qui bat la vie. Je voudrais m'arrêter sur ce bonheur qui m'est donné. Cette force jaillit de sa fragilité, finit pas de m'étonner. Balayer, 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 laissez ma détresse où elle est. Tout paraît beau, tout paraît léger, comme si le monde avait changé. C'est la vie, la vie, la vie, oh, la vie. Elle est bien la divine amie, tous des visages et nos sourires. C'est la vie, la vie, la vie, oh, la vie. Elle est bien la divine amie, tous des visages et nos souris. Une joie, un sourire, une voix, une main tremblante et moi, une âme qui vit de toi. Je voudrais dire merci pour ce moment qui me grandit. C'est comme si je n'étais jamais né avant cet enfant nouveau-né. Balayer, balayer, balayer les blessures de mon passé. Tout paraît beau, tout paraît léger, comme si le monde allait changer. C'est la vie, la vie, la vie, oh, la vie. C'est du mystère, de la magie. Je me sens père, ça me ravit. C'est la vie, la vie, la vie, oh. La divine amie me donne des ailes et des envies.
la vie, oh, la vie, elle est bien la divine amie, nous des visages et nous sourit. C'est la vie, la vie, la vie, oh, la vie, elle est bien la divine amie, nous des visages et nous sourit. C'est la vie.
That was C'est la vie, sung by Henri Dikongé and written by Manuel Wanji. Well, time to say goodbye, lovely, lovely people. But let's catch up next week, Friday at 0900 and Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000 and 2100 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for the Voice of America, and this is Music Time in Africa.